producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Two more dropouts of the Republican race for president. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. How are you doing in your hamlet? I like to say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard. So, the big buzz is over the fact that Carly Fiorina and the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, wow, his fates and fortunes have certainly fallen. Think about it. Just a couple of years ago, it was Henry Kissinger who called him and tried to talk him into the fact that, hey, you need to run for president. And he was on the cover of Time magazine. Then there was that little problem with the bridge. And personally, I don't think he ever recovered from that. So Chris Christie with the low numbers in New Hampshire and Carly Fiorina with the low numbers as well, sent them running for greener pastures, so to speak. Perfect time for Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News to jump on. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us late. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
So Carly's gone and Chris Christie, I just said, remember Chris Christie a couple years ago, you and I were talking about him. Everybody was in love with him. Remember the whole Sandy thing, and then he was with Obama, and people didn't like that. But I think the bridge really tanked him a lot.
I think the bridge tanked him, and frankly, I was at an event with him in Iowa, and it wasn't off the record. It was a fundraiser, but it was given by some friends of mine. So I went, and the media was there, so I'm not telling anything that happened at a fundraiser that I shouldn't be telling. And one of the people said to him, what would you do your first day as president? And he said, well, I'd fire everybody that Obama hired that, you know, wasn't government, and there was an appointed position. And this person said, why? And he said, because they wouldn't necessarily be loyal to me. And I'm going, what? I mean,
whoops.
You know, it's like I said, and I walked up to the person that was working for him in Iowa, and I said, you got to cut this guy out saying this kind of thing. You just don't fire people wholesale because they were hired by somebody else, because there are a lot of Republicans that work in the administration.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. So, you know,
saying things like that that I think got him into trouble. Now, Donald Trump seems to be able to say things, but that's because, as I say, people vote for president by who they want in their living room for the next, 4 years, and they've already had Donald Trump in their living room, and so they're willing to invite him back.
Yeah, he's got the fame buzz. So Carly Fiorina is also out, but do you think that she's now on people's radar screens?
Radar screens for VP, you mean?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. She brings nothing to the table, really. She had a questionable, you know, time when she left Hewlett Packard. I interviewed her at the Republican convention and was not overly impressed 4 years ago, or almost 4 years ago. So I think she doesn't bring anything to the table. So let's look. If Trump is going, he may go with somebody like Kasich, because Kasich's Ohio, or he may go with a Hispanic person. My guess is that he would go more with Kasich. And then, but he's going to choose somebody that's going to bring something to the table. He's very smart. And what is Carly? She doesn't bring a state to the table. And as we say, so goes Ohio, so goes the nation.
Yeah, no kidding. And how about that? You're from Ohio. Kasich showed up pretty good in New Hampshire.
Well, I was very impressed. You know, I did one of those you choose it kind of things or whatever it's called. And the first person I came out with was Bernie, and the second person was Hillary, and the third person was Kasich.
Wow. Wow.
So obviously, you know, and that's my, what am I going to say? You know, I'm a wacky liberal, so that's, I do news, but I'm a wacky liberal, and that's how it is. But I think that it's very interesting. It's also that one of the people who spent the least amount of money was Trump. He gets all this free publicity. Jeb Bush spent a lot of money in the state.
Yeah, he sure did. So Jeb Bush, how long does he hang on? I mean, they're bombarding South Carolina with ads.
A week, 3 weeks from tonight, you and I are going to be having this conversation.
Right.
And what we're going to know in 3 weeks is that we will have had the South Carolina, we will have had two different voting primaries, a Democrat, a Republican first, and then a Democrat, and same in Nevada. And then we're going to have Super Tuesday, which I believe is 18, don't hold me to it, 18 states. So by 3 weeks from tonight, we will have had 22 states weigh in. That's a lot of states. We'll have a much better sense of the race in just 3 weeks.
Wow, absolutely incredible. All right, Hillary Clinton, I'm reading all this stuff about the scandal growing. What's happening here? What do you know? What's the buzz in D.C.?
Oh, well, it depends which scandal. I mean, there is the scandal of the delegates. Mm-hmm. And as you know, she won 6 out of 6 coin tosses in Iowa, and people are saying that is against the laws of chance. So that's, and then there's the issue of the delegates because of the super delegates that supposedly she wound up with as many delegates as Bernie did coming out of New Hampshire. So there's a scandal about superdelegates. Superdelegates are people who are either committee members or congressmen or governors in a particular state. And they're called superdelegates, and they're not committed delegates the same way that people who vote are. So that's scandal one. And, of course, scandal two is the email scandal, and particularly around this email scandal under a Freedom of Information Act, there is this question about whether it was her press person who was saying that she, if they wanted to cover it, they had to do this, this, or this in the press article, and apparently they did it. So now there's a question about freedom of the press. My guess is that Hillary Clinton probably had very little to do with that. That was probably overzealous press people, and because I know these guys.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Media News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard Ellen, and again, as she always loves to tell us, and she's right, you know, you look at what's happened, and Sheena, I have had this conversation. We watched when Carly jumped in, and really from the get-go, Trump attacked her on the whole Hewlett-Packard deal and how she wasn't the best, and, you know, she didn't pop enough. She had a couple of good moments on the stage, but she's not the Republican woman that's going to take the nation by storm, and so probably no females after this. Doubtful, Ellen says it too, as far as a VP candidate's concerned. Most likely Kasich, unless it's Susana Martinez out of New Mexico, or Nikki Haley, of course, the governor of South Carolina, although she infuriated the party with a few of the things that she's done lately, and there is also the flap over the flag, the Confederate flag, and that's attached now to Nikki Haley a little bit, enough that this time probably passes through. She might make it onto the big stage, but I don't think this is going to be her time at all. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it is the time for love. If you haven't gotten your Valentine a card, you better hurry up and hustle out there. You have a couple of days to do it. We're going to talk to John and Julie next about the subject of love, baby. The Man's Guide to Women next.
On a midnight drive, it takes a miracle just to survive. Buried animals will call your name. You keep on sleeping through the pouring rain. I think we're going.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone. I like to reggae, but you dance fast.
So Scalia leaves behind 9 children, and of course, he's probably best known for his landmark decision, District of Columbia versus Heller, and that has to do with the Second Amendment. And remember how controversial that was. Scalia not backing down from what the arguments ultimately were afterwards. But you think of also the cases that are on the books now. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The court is considering a major change to the public sector unions. How about the race-conscious emissions plan at the University of Texas? How about a big abortion case, voting rights, the contraceptive mandate, and a challenge to Obama's immigration actions? Although in some of the cases, Scalia probably had already indicated to the others in the robes in conference, which way he was going to vote, those preliminary votes aren't binding and are now void. So now the entire tone of the term has flopped, has changed. The court can try to go ahead, but on cases where they are split 4-4, the only options are to leave the lower court decision intact or to hold the case over until Justice Scalia's replacement is confirmed. If the Supreme Court is equally divided in a case, it means the lower court opinion stands. That's it. So this will have rippling effects. Rippling effects on what happens. And again, he was the longest serving justice on the court. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan, 1986 to 2016. Think about that. there's so much more that we're going to go to here about Scalia and what I think is obviously the biggest story and biggest buzz in the backyard. Let me throw out the numbers. 855-266-5283. Do you think the Senate is right? Just stop it. Wait for the next guy in line. And then this will be a massive debate along the rest of the way for any of these candidates. You know, he was definitely known for being combative and his sarcasm. He certainly was polarizing in a way on the court. Remember the decision to legalize gay marriage, he said was a threat to American democracy. In 1992, abortion rights opinion cannot be taken seriously, he said. And then he predicted a 2008 ruling favoring Guantanamo Bay inmates would almost certainly cause more Americans to be killed. So he definitely, again, 86, he was the solid rock who turned away a lot of attempts to distort the Constitution as well. He was absolutely was the defender in that direction. And did he single-handedly change the course of legal history? As Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, a Republican candidate for president, said, you absolutely could say that because there's no question he did not waffle on his beliefs. He was true. He was absolutely true to his ideology. He was true to what he believed. And when Scalia was nominated, if you go back and look, and I did this the other day, you know, he was confirmed 98 zip, basically. There was no problems. There was nobody was attacking Scalia. But he definitely was pretty aggressive as a questioner who definitely enjoyed his role as to what he saw as the logical fallacies of arguments made by attorneys. He made some people squirm. There is no question about it. No question about it. And I'll go deeper into some of what Scalia weighed in on, had the opinion and spread that opinion and ultimately did the briefs on some major rulings by the Supreme Court. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, babe. Okay, I have something for all of you women that have a man that has proposed marriage to you and has taken you on as his soulmate. And it goes like this. One and One Makes One by Daniel Earl Mount Sr. And here it goes. Since there is but one shot at life, it's you that I want as my girl, my woman, my lover, my best friend, my wife. To go with one on this new journey as one and one makes one, makes together make history. In health or sickness, in wealth or woe, it's with you that through life I shall go. And that's the way every man that loves this beloved woman should feel.
Nice. That's beautiful. I like it.
I'd like you to post that.
I will.
Maybe it's a freebie from me.
I love it. Good job.
Now, Scalia and Obama trying to replace it. Pound sand, dude. You
it's not happening.
Nothing. You yeah. get nothing.
Yeah, it's not happening. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah.
There is going to be a revolt in Congress. As far as the Dems go, well, you lose Congress. Who in the hell believes that they care about what we want?
Yeah. All right, touche. You rung the bell. They can have a dogfight, they can argue, they can do whatever over the nominee, but it's not going to happen because there is no executive order, as I said, and that's not happening. It's going to be pushed for the next president.
Okay, listen, I'll get off the air and listen because I'm really interested in what you're going to say. And thank you so very much for allowing me to put forward that poem.
I love that poem. I love it. It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty, no doubt. As we just went through Valentine's Day, and I guess officially for some, we still have a little bit of time left on Valentine's Day. And it's funny, I had a run to the market at night, or early night, and I saw a lot of people whipping through the line with cards and flowers and candy. And it's like, you know what, it doesn't matter what time it is, as long as you recognize it, I suppose. I think here's a thought for Valentine's Day. How about recognizing it just spontaneously whenever? If you do have a significant other, you can't ignore it, but I think it wouldn't it be better if it was just a more spontaneous kind of deal for couples, instead of if this is your partner, instead of here's the one forced day. Although the people that I saw picking out flowers and getting candy and getting cards seemed pretty happy. They didn't seem like, oh, I have to just grab this. I'm just getting out of here. It didn't feel like that to me from what I was able to see. But there was a push. There was absolutely a rush to grab up whatever was left. So I agree with Dan that there's no way it's happening. Look for the 4-4s. Here's what's going to happen for people who've been waiting it out to see the fate of certain cases. Nothing is what the answer is. It's whatever the ruling was in the lower court will just stay until you get another Supreme Court justice in there. And think about this. So that doesn't happen really realistically until the next person in, which means you get into office and that might be a priority, but we're definitely a year away from that, or maybe under a year, but you don't take office until really mid-January, and then who knows what's brewing on the horizon then, and that's it. Then you're in office and then off you go. So it would have to be on the first five things you do, probably one of the first top priorities, but we don't know what kind of situation that president walks into. And with these major cases, anybody with a major case is probably super concerned about that. But a nomination now seems foolhardy. Trying to go with a pro-business judge, that pro-business judge doesn't get through, though. I don't see it. Because why would the Republicans, I mean, this is their, sadly, because it has to do with his death, but this is their Trump card, pardon the pun, with the Scalia situation. All right, some reaction to that coming up on the flip side. You can react as well. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or send me an email, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pleasure of witnessing B.B. King in all his glory at one point when I was in Tampa, and he was playing there, and the people I was with, they didn't want to go see B.B. King, and I'm like, are you kidding me? B.B. King, and this was a while ago, I said, B.B. King, I mean, he could last forever, but I do not want to be in a position when I have these great seats that were gifted to me that I do not go and see the great B.B. King. Are you kidding me? Oh, it was brilliant, pure brilliance. That, by the way, and the reason we played a slice of that for you is because it was a tribute on the Grammys to B.B. King. And as you know, B.B. King last year dying. And, you know, you think of Lucille, of course, the acts that he played. And just all the venues, the joints. The guy, I mean, he loved music, and music loved him. An American blues singer, guitarist, songwriter, extraordinaire. So incredibly talented, and died last year in May. So it was fabulous to see a tribute to him. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 1987. He is absolutely, hands down, I think, one of the most influential blues musicians, period, of all time. The King of the Blues. King of the Blues. You know, at one point, he was like the hardest working man in showbiz. I was reading somewhere that in 1956, he played 342 shows. On average, into his 70s, he was doing 200 concerts a year. He died at 89 in Las Vegas. Complications from Alzheimer's disease and congestive heart failure. What an American treasure he was. All right, I think our poet is back. They didn't ask him to be on the Grammy stage, but he was on our stage, and there is a fondness for Dan's softer side, apparently, because when I get 3 emails from people wanting to know more about the poem that he recited, well, that tells me that's something people liked. Dan, it's your shot at the big time.
Okay, and dittos to you for that appraisal of B.B. King. Absolutely right on. I couldn't have done it better. You are a true genius, woman. Very good. Very good. Okay, this is called One and One Makes One by Daniel Earl Mount Sr., and it goes like this. Since there is but one shot at life, it's you that I want as my girl, my woman, my lover, my best friend, my wife, to go with one on this new journey, as one and one are together history. In health or sickness, in wealth or woe, it's with you, it's with you that through life I shall go. And that is the way every man should feel about his beloved woman that he wishes to marry. And thank you for allowing me to do this.
I love that. And Daniel Earl Mount Sr., for anybody who just listened to Dan, that is that poem, and it is beautiful. Thank you, Dan, because we don't, you know, we have the same old chestnuts, and some of them are fabulous, that get trotted out on Valentine's Day or other days, and that's a fresh one. I mean, one that some people certainly know, but one that's not used very often. You know, let's put it that way. How's that? All right, as we move along here on the show, and as I said, the top story certainly carrying over from the weekend is the shocking death of Justice Antonin Scalia. And then the word that the president, starting on Saturday, they were circling around him, coming up with the replacement. Who would be the replacement for Scalia on the high court? And the thought is, and it makes sense, you don't have to be a genius to know this, anybody who's super, super liberal is not going to get approved. I mean, there's just no way. So we're going to see a huge, nasty tug of war with frayed rope, because you got to go by the numbers. And the numbers don't really look good for the Prez getting another justice in, unless you're looking at someone moderate, unless you're looking at someone appointed by Bush, a judge appointed by GW, because then that can be thrown up again and again and again. I still find it hard that the vacancy will be filled. You know, it's interesting because the White House minions, and this is what they should be saying. If I were the communications director, this is exactly how I would play it. You had the White House Deputy Press Secretary, Eric Schultz, saying on Monday that the president is going to fulfill his constitutional responsibility, because by the letter of the law, you could say that, absolutely, by nominating a new justice, and predicted that the Republicans, the Senate Republicans, despite their loud opposition, are ultimately going to hold a confirmation hearing and vote for the nominee. Schultz quoted Ronald Reagan, who pressed for a vote on his Supreme Court nominee, Anthony Kennedy, who was confirmed in 1988, saying, "Every day that passes with the Supreme Court below full strength impairs the people's business in that crucially important body." And there is some truth to that, without a doubt, because you end up with the 4-4s, and whatever ruling happened in the lower court sticks for now, and it could be a long time before the issue comes up again, and people sometimes wait for a while for that to climb all the way up to the flagpole that is Washington, D.C. Democrats have an opportunity to put Republicans back on their heels. And this is a wedge issue that could be interesting to see what it does to the makeup of the Senate. There's no guarantees on any of this. I mean, there is no guarantees. Here's what I'd like to know. For people who actually do go and vote, let's say go and vote state in their home state, they go and vote for whatever senator, congressperson, what weighs on their mind in the moments before they actually make that? Do people have their mind made up, in other words, as they walk into the polling place? Or are they really deciding at the last second, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'm not sure which way to go, and weighing on issues or what they last heard? I just don't think so. I think when you go to vote, you know. And by that time, you know what you're doing, and you're not swayed by anything, frankly. Signs that you just happen to see as you're walking in, I don't believe that. It would have to be something wild to knock you off what that decision is. It's funny to see, and not surprising, outside the Supreme Court, it's so cold in D.C., there are some people with signs out that say, "Put the Constitution above partisanship, fill the vacancy, America deserves courts that work." And you're going to see this, I think, in the upcoming weeks, absolutely. But the question becomes, can we take the politics out of it? And if we take the politics out of it, and can we really do that? Let's close our eyes for a second and pretend we can take the politics out of it. Is it better to have the full bench now or wait? Because whoever comes in next, you're waiting at least a year. It's got to be a year. By the time the new person comes in, the new president, they've got to go through the process, figure out who, nominate them, and this could be the first thing on their agenda, or one of them, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen quickly. So, I mean, we're like a year out of this. Absolutely. Absolutely. Coming up on America Tonight, it is all about you. If you can't dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, we're going to take you to the mailbag. Plenty of opinions there. That's next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight, as we fade out, let's hear that again. Let's hear what they're saying in Philly, Patrick, about the weather. Let's check that out.
Wearing hats and wearing gloves. Yeah, we've been going around to different museums. We had lunch in the area, and it really, it's been wonderful.
They're like one of the few people saying it's been wonderful because they've had such brutal weather that the wind chill. I mean, here's the thing. Whatever the weather is, you get to really test all that winter gear. Sometimes people have the extremes where they have gloves that cause automatic heat, you know, that's in the gloves.
There's the scarves you can wrap around your neck to feel like you're almost choking. They're so warm. And that's the stuff that so often is left on the shelf because, frankly, it's too itchy. It's too much. It's over the top. And you don't need that. You're not in the Antarctic. Or are you? And that's what it's felt like in a lot of the nooks and crannies in the Northeast. So these people that you just heard there, they knew how to bundle up is the key. They knew how to bundle up so they could move from museum to museum. And sure, it was a good day because if it's an off day and they can do that, then go for it instead of staying indoors. Here's what happens. Too often, you get that crazy cabin fever. It's fun at first, and then you desperately want to be outside, even though it's cold. Brother, it's cold. I'm going to the mailbag in just a second as we make this final turn, but crazy. Crazy, crazy story. The oops moment of the day has to be this garbage truck that fell 100 feet off of 95 in Miami. The driver, sadly, is in serious condition, but they actually think the driver is going to make it. And it just tipped over, fell off the highway bridge onto a road below. The truck flipped over the interstate, went over the barricade about 5 o'clock, which, of course, is rush hour. And it was shocking to people who could, you know, some people could see it. And I saw footage of it, and it was crazy. You could see where it just, boom, just went flying right over. And I guess he's trying to talk. He's trying to talk about what happened. It could have been so much worse. There's a park and there's a swimming pool nearby there. You could have had kids walking down there, which, thank goodness. I mean, that ramp is going to be shut down for a while, but nobody was killed below. It could have been so much more disastrous. You know, there's a true miracle. And I'm familiar with Miami enough to know that part of town and where that happened. Of course, it's a busy area. So that is fantastic that nobody else was hurt and that it looks like the driver is actually going to make it through. It's wild when you see some of these crashes and you think, how could anyone survive that? And to me, that's one of those crashes when you look at it. Speaking of looking at things and not really knowing what to make of it, you know, we just had the Grammys. And when you think of the Grammys, you think of singers and Kanye West gets a lot of attention, married to Kim Kardashian, definitely an outspoken dude in the music business. I'm being polite. So here's the thing. Apparently, he announced to his Twitter followers that he was $53 million in debt. How does that happen with all the money he made? Is that wild, over-the-top living? 38-year-old popular rapper getting ready to release an album and then announcing before that probably to say, look, I'm in dire straits. Tell everyone you know to buy this. And I guess, it seems odd, though. He says, He said on his Twitter, and I went back and looked at it, I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart. And then the link vanished. And it just said, please, for all music lovers, please subscribe to Tidal. I decided not to sell my album for another week. Please subscribe. So Tidal is a Jay-Z-backed streaming service. Ugh. Kim Kardashian, do you think she was spending all the money? I can't feel sorry for them, I have to say. I mean, look it. He has a clothing line. He sells jackets for $3,000 to $4,000. If you want to get some Kanye sweatpants, it's $510. So maybe he's overpricing his stuff. I mean, come on, give me a break. Can't feel sorry. Can you feel sorry for this guy? No! All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, I said that three people actually emailed, and they said they wanted to hear Dan's poem because they only heard pieces of it. The Daniel Earl Mount Senior, or is it Senior or Junior, poem that he read. And we did that. We let him do that again. So thanks, but here's what one person said. This one was from Mary. Wow, beautiful stuff from Dan. Usually he's on the attack, but he must have a soft soul. I have to say that was one of the most beautiful poems that that I've heard. So there you go. She heard the whole thing. All right, here's one from George listening to us in Florida. Kate, like so many others before me from Sarasota, saying that they can't get enough of Kate Delaney. I, too, am one of your tribe. The Scalia shocking announcement of his death almost seems like a strange comeuppance for the Republicans in this cycle. I am a Democrat. I wouldn't call myself liberal, but I am a Democrat, and I just think the Republicans are a bunch of hot airbags who talk over each other. And would you really want Donald Trump as president? Regardless, not to get off topic, I hope Obama sticks it to them and gets a justice approved. Wouldn't it be great if it was a justice who came in like a lamb and then turned into a Democratic lion? Could happen. We saw that with Scalia, who seemed so soft-spoken and not as conservative as he was until he actually got on the bench. What do you think? Oh, I don't think anybody gets approved. I think it becomes, like I keep saying, for lack of a better way to describe it, a massive battle over Scalia. I think of this as Republicans and Democrats with a giant ocean between them pulling on a rope. And there's a number of justices in the middle, and I don't see how anybody gets approved, but there could be somebody I'm not thinking of. I don't know who that person would be, but it would have to be somebody who absolutely was so much in the middle of the road, but even the middle of the road wouldn't work. Yeah, I mean, I just don't see it. No. It'd be shocking to me if that happened. It's I know there's names being floated, but absolutely not. The Republicans can stack the deck, and why aren't they going to stack the deck? They will. This one from Bill. Grammys are lame. I watched the Grammys, Kate. You didn't miss anything if you didn't see the Grammys. There were a few decent moments, but nothing to write home about. Nothing that was outstanding, let's put it that way. I love music, but I didn't see too much that I thought was fantastic, except for, I would say, the appearance of Taylor Swift, who seems to know more than every other man or woman in the room about the entertainment business. Touche. All right, on that note, we're going to send you out into the ether. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.